USA News, I'm John Schaefer. After his arraignment on federal charges, former President Trump visited a Miami cafe where he posed for photos and received a warm welcome from a supportive crowd.
We're a nation in decline, and then they do this stuff. And you see where the people are. We love the people, and you see where they are. You see the crowds.
Trump assured patrons that he was okay and denounced the charges against him as baseless. The crowd also sang happy birthday to Trump, who turns 77 tomorrow. He's now heading to New Jersey, where he will hold a rally tonight. The White House says President Biden was not involved in the DOJ's decision to indict Donald Trump for his alleged mishandling of classified material.
The president has been very, very clear. The Department of Justice is independent.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said today that's why the administration has refrained from commenting on the criminal case. An intelligence report reveals that the U.S. government acquires and retains data on Americans with limited oversight. The report issued by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and partially declassified highlights the utilization of commercially available data by federal intelligence agencies. Although the report is dated January 2022 and the author's identity is redacted, it cautions that excessive reliance on such information could jeopardize the well-being of Americans. Two men are in custody in connection to a shooting in Denver last night that left 10 people injured.
One individual fled the area on foot. This individual was found to be suffering from a gunshot wound. Other officers contacted the occupants of a vehicle that was in the parking lot. The officers located a firearm in the floorboard of the driver's seat.
Police say both suspects are being held on gun charges. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is raising concerns about supply chain strain following the I-95 collapse in Pennsylvania. During a visit to Philadelphia today, he emphasized the need for the highway to be restored to full functionality. This is USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Illinois is becoming the first state in the nation to outlaw book bans. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the legislation, which kicks in January 1st. The measure is in response to a nationwide trend of demanding that books be removed from library shelves that are considered inappropriate for kids or pushing an agenda. Food prices are up as of last month after dipping in the spring. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index, prices at the grocery store went up 0.1% from April to May. Menu items went up 0.5% in that same time. Grocery prices are nearly 6% more expensive than this time last year, and menu prices rose over 8% in the past year. The maker of the Instapot has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
During COVID, the Instant Pot was a must-have kitchen gadget. The high-tech pressure cooker was the easy route to homemade stews, soups, and sauces. But since then, sales have nosedived, not just for Instant Pot, but for other items in the electronic multi-cooker devices category. Sales went from more than $750 million in 2020 to less than $350 million last year. Chicago-based Instant Brands, which also makes Pyrex glassware, is also the victim of higher costs and rising interest rates, like so many other businesses in the post-COVID world. I'm Richard Johnson.
A New York boy's heroic act of rescuing a baby deer in his backyard has gone viral. The video of him pulling the deer out of a pool has 19 million views. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.